Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Lions roll, Lions win, Lions in first place after a 34-10 victory against Cleveland.
That's awesome. And I don't know that there were many Lions fans. There were some that thought, hey, after 4 weeks, we could be sitting here. But after week one, it was all hands on deck, you know, trying to talk people off of the ledge.
Doesn't it feel like they played Green Bay like 3 months ago now?
It does, because both teams have gone in completely opposite directions. It's Detroit has fixed everything, or at least they have addressed some issues.
Yeah.
And they're on the rise. And Green Bay, I mean, they're a completely different team on the road.
Detroit hasn't given up a sack in three straight games. So, I mean, that's a huge headline. It's the first time in franchise history they've gone three straight games without giving up a sack. And they just faced Myles Garrett and arguably the best front in the NFL, certainly on the short list. And it wasn't even like a banner day for the offense. They ran for 3.8 yards a carry, golfed through for like a 160. And they won going away. On a day where you don't even have 300 yards of offense, you win by three scores, you're a complete football team. Like, we're getting into last year's mode now, where they're a machine, and it's not will they win, but by how many will they win by. It definitely feels like last year. Maybe they're even better, John. I know with the schedule, they're certainly going to have chances to prove it.
Well, it's your complete team when your defense creates turnovers, you score on special teams, and when those turnovers don't turn into points defensively, but you could turn them into points against a good defense, when you could take advantage of momentum, of field position, and capitalize on it, that's where you become a really good team against a defense like Cleveland. You can say whatever you want about their offense and Joe Flacco and, you know, bringing in Dylan Gabriel at the end. That's a really good defense. And your numbers are not going to be anywhere near what you normally put up against a defense like that.
So what stood out to me yesterday was the special teams. And Dan Campbell has constantly said he's going to have good special teams. The return's obvious, okay? But against a good defense, those are the things that make winning a game like that easy. Jake Bates made his 58-yarder. Their kicker missed their 50-plus. And I know Jack Fox pinned him inside the five once. But just good tackling, and I'll tell you what gets you in trouble against a bad team or a team that has a lukewarm offense is allowing them to score on special teams, allowing them to have a big play on special teams. I think special teams is one of the reasons why they very rarely the last 2 years have lost to bad teams.
Because you don't open the door.
Yes, exactly.
And those plays, we've seen it in the NFL in the first 4 weeks now, a special teams touchdown on a blocked punt, a blocked field goal. Dan Campbell was asked about it pregame by Dan Miller, and they did emphasize all the little things on special teams. It doesn't slip through the cracks with this coaching staff.
No, and if you can get, you know, 7 points out of your special teams, and I'm not talking about field goals, I'm just talking about, you know, kickoff return, punt return. And as a punt team, if you can pin even just once, if you pin an offense like Cleveland inside the five, then offensively you're thinking we're going to get the ball back at a minimum somewhere around midfield.
What stood out to you? And are you feeling like it's last year all over again? That this team is seemingly untouchable. We're going to have a lot of these victory Mondays. Ticketek says, let's pump the brakes a bit. The Bears and Browns are two of the worst teams in the league, and the Ravens might have the worst defense in the league. I want to see what they do against a real opponent.
Okay, so what team has the best defense along with a really good offense? Like, there are imperfections in every team that the Lions are going to play, so you can't just sit there and say, oh, well, you know, that was a bad team. That was, going into the game, one of the best defenses, if not the best defense, in a number of defensive categories. And you put up 34 on them?
There are only two undefeated teams left in the NFL. Lions aren't going to play the Bills this year.
Nope.
They will play the Eagles in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Sunday Night Football, I think, right?
Yes, and the Eagles did look good against Tampa yesterday.
Yeah, they let Tampa back in, but they slammed the door shut. Look, I just don't know what we're doing here. The Lions are beating people by multiple touchdowns, and we're just supposed to like downplay it?
Yeah.
I don't understand that mentality. I truly don't. Well, and like the Baltimore thing, Baltimore, I think, still going to win their division and make the playoffs, for what it's worth. I mean, they got to get healthy on defense, but Detroit bullied them, and I think the after effects were pretty clear when you watched them play yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And their losses are to Buffalo, Detroit, in Kansas City. Now, if they start messing around and they're losing to Cleveland and Cincinnati and their division's up for grabs, that's a different conversation. Some texts on the Lions. Didn't we have questions about their defense going into the season? Not right now, LFG, Matt and Novi. This team's loaded, firing on all cylinders. Great team, automatic cover every week, just like last year. Let's go. Double-digit disco, baby. The best moment was Raymond returning the punt for a touchdown. He ran like a gazelle. Great job, Leaf. Guys, can we build the statue for Amon-Ra right next to Barry? The guy always shows up in big games and goes to the next level.
Well, it's big games and big moments, but let's not call this a big game. Let's take it for what it is. It is a Cleveland Browns team that I think most people believe they're going to be picking in the top three. I mean, I don't think that's a stretch. And they are coming off a win against Green Bay. But we don't know what Green Bay is on the road. Completely different team than they are at home. So he does come up in big moments.
Tech says, I like that we're talking about a meaningless win versus the terrible Browns instead of the Tigers in the playoffs, because we know the Tigers didn't deserve to make it and will be blown out Tuesday and Wednesday.
Hold on. Did they win more games than Houston?
Yes.
Okay, so they deserve to make it.
Correct.
It may not feel like it by the way they ended the season, but you know, you count them up at the end after 162, and if I'm not mistaken, they won more games than other teams that were trying to make the playoffs. So they, by definition, earned it.
Yeah, second half of the statement, if you don't think they're going to win in the first round in Cleveland, I understand that. But to say they don't deserve to be here?
Yeah.
We deserve, it's not college football playoff committee time. You don't go based on how you feel about a team at the end of the year. We keep score. We take standings over 162.
Mm-hmm. And they
had the head-to-head with Houston.
Yeah, okay, they didn't technically win more games than Houston, but against Houston, they won those games.
Yeah, they get in with the tiebreaker. Every single one of those games mattered. Now, in terms of forecasting them, look, we got today is a victory Monday. The NFL's king. The Lions won. The Lions are going to get a lot of airtime today. The Tigers don't play today.
No.
We'll make some time for them and certainly talk about them on Tuesday and Wednesday, and if necessary, Thursday. To the point about how they finished the season, John, they went 7-17 in the month of September.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Bob Nightingale. It's the worst record in the final month of a season by a playoff team since the World Series began in 1903. Not how you want to be playing at the end of the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Nope, but what's their record now?
As AJ would tell us,
0-0.
And yeah, try to get him on this week ahead of their playoffs. Ticket text. Good morning. I want to apologize to Hank Fraley and the offensive line. I was out on the interior after game one. Happy to be wrong.
Well, you weren't wrong after game one. After game one, they were bad. They were a bottom five versus a top five. And I'm not going to sit here and say they're a top five offensive line right now, but they're trending in that direction versus the other.
John, I'm curious if you would agree with this text. Detroit hasn't given up a sack the last three games because Jared Goff is incredibly smart at dumping the ball off to the ground whenever there's trouble. It looks terrible, but it's effective.
Yes, that's part of the equation. It's his pocket presence where it may seem like a small deal, but when you know Taylor Decker is going up against Myles Garrett, and your seven-step drop, you know, you may have to shorten your steps up a little bit. And Jared Goff does that. If you have to step up in the pocket just a little bit. Now, I know he got hit. There was a long pass to J-Mo where he gets hit and the ball pulls way left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a clean pocket. And, are the results different if Taylor Decker is able to give him just that little bit extra? Yes. But Jared Goff is a very high-level quarterback when it comes to the mental side of things, and he doesn't care if he throws it into the ground to Sam Laporta just because he's trying to ground the ball. I'm not going to put the ball at risk and try and force something. I'm going to go ahead and ground this ball because we'll live to fight another down.
I'll give you another example of a guy, and it plays the position very differently than Jared Goff, but the same principle applies. You're on a loaded roster. Don't lose the game. Jalen Hurts didn't complete a pass in the second half yesterday. I think it was 0 of 8.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't thrown a pick in like 200-plus passes. Now, he has a lot more elusiveness in the pocket, yeah. But the principle remains. Don't F it up. You got a really good offense. You got playmakers everywhere. Live to fight another down. Jared Goff embodied that yesterday with a tough matchup with Cleveland. And Hurts has done that a lot. And the Eagles are the only undefeated team left in the NFC. So... Don't beat yourself. You got a good team. Tex says, y'all beat three dumpster fires and you think you're better than last year? Talk about an overreaction.
Okay. Whatever.
Let's freaking go. Solid team. My only concern or my main concern is J-Mo. Pair of drops yesterday. Another one says, I hate to be the cold water. Why did we overpay J-Mo?
The one that was down the left sideline, where he's looking over his right shoulder and then he switches over to his left shoulder, that would have been a tough catch. Should have caught it, especially when you're... I thought the same thing. You're paid to make that catch, and he didn't.
Is this a real text? Maybe Goff should spend more time practicing throwing the long ball with J-Mo instead of doing auto commercials.
Oh, come on.
He'll never go away.
They win by 24 points. I get another text. All they did is beat a bad team. By 24 points! That's not enough for people? Should have won by 50. Bunch of frauds.
They showed John Morton in the booth at least three times yesterday. I thought that was a problem after the Packer game.
And this text wants to know if I cashed in my division lock for the Tigers. Thank you.
Yeah, real quick, what are we going to do about this?
This is a Victory Monday. I don't want to sour the day. We'll address that maybe tomorrow before they take the field.
Does he get an out because they still got in the playoffs?
Sure.
This audience is going to give me an out?
Yeah. So that would make Jim Costa equal to Scott Harris. You just get out after making grand proclamations.
I don't think Harris should get a pass, and I don't think I should get a pass. I was wrong. Look, you say stuff for a living. You're going to be wrong. I saw what Old Takes Exposed was putting out the video from our show in June. I saw it. I'm aware. People tagged me in it. I was wrong. Mm. I was wrong, John. Does that make you happy to hear me say it? I was wrong.
It does. It's not even. I'm not going to hide it.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.